should be a promise kept.
True or false?
If your answer is true, how many people do you know to do exactly what they say? Before you answer that question, let me rephrase it. How many people do you know who do exactly what they say every single time? Before you answer that question, let me rephrase it again. How many people do you know who do exactly what they say every single time and do it with such thoroughness and perfection that you never have to worry about anything they say they will do? Again, before you answer that question, let me ask it one more time. How many people do you know who, no matter what the circumstances, and no matter how they feel, will always do exactly what they say they will do every single time, and do it with such thoroughness and perfection that you never have to worry about anything they say they will do, because you know if they say it, they will definitely do it without fail and without any excuse? Of course, the question to any answer to any question depends on how you ask it, isn't it? Most of us probably think we know some people who do exactly what they say. That is, we all know some reliable people who seem very, very dependable to us. But in the end, the question is not about reliability or very dependable people. It's really not about people at all, because no person could meet all the qualifications of that last question that I gave. The only person I know who can meet every qualification is God Himself. You see, God always keeps His promises. You can depend on that. And that is the theme of the next book we are touching on in our journey through the Old Testament. The author of Lamentations was the prophet Jeremiah, whose life we have come to appreciate more as we spend about a month studying his other book, the book that's named after him, the book of Jeremiah. The first verse I want to draw to your attention regarding God keeping His promises is found in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, in verses 22. You listen to it. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. If you're familiar with this verse, I'm sure it is one of your favorites, as it is mine. When you consider who wrote it, it's particularly special. As you might recall, if you've been here over the past month, Jeremiah didn't have an easy time at all during his journey in serving as a prophet. He was a prophet of God called to preach doom and gloom. And all he got from people was a negative response. And he even suffered persecution. He's known, as you well know, the weeping prophet. But now, as we look at the theme of his second book this morning, we find a man who has discovered that no matter what, it's not that Jeremiah's difficult circumstances changed a whole lot, but through them, he discovered God can be trusted even though you go through the He's faithful. He keeps His promises. The theme laid out in Lamentations is repeated throughout Scripture. It's an important theme that bears being emphasized, I believe, this morning. Let me show you what I mean. Notice what Jesus says in John 14, verse 6. He said this, "I am the truth." And in John 18, 37, he told Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world. I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Bible contains several words for truth. The most important one being the Hebrew word emet, which means stability, it means firmness, it means certainty. We actually get our English word amen from the Hebrew word emet. Every time we say amen, we're really saying it is certain. Or yes, it is absolutely true. Therefore, to say God is true is the same as saying God is faithful. God's faithfulness means that because He is the truth, every single thing He says and does is certain. You can depend on it. That means He's 100% reliable. 100% of the time. He does not fail. He does not forget the promise that He made. He does not falter in fulfilling whatever promise He has made. He not only advances and confirms that which is true, but in faithfulness, He abides by His promises and executes every threat or warning that He has ever made. The people go through that. He said what He means, and He means what He says, and therefore does not. Promises. As I mentioned, He executes every threat or warning He has made. He says what He means, and He means what He says. Let's look for a moment at some of the key verses regarding God's faithfulness. First one found in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6. "And God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate and the gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness.'" What about Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4? It says, "He is a rock. His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He." What about Psalm 89, verse 2? The psalmist said this about the Lord, "I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself." What about Psalm 89, verses 8 and 9? "O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness still the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. And in Psalm 89, verse 33, God speaking, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. Never. God's faithfulness is a major theme that you find in Psalm 89. It tells us that His faithfulness flows from His character. That heaven is the ultimate display of God's faithfulness, and that He will never betray His word under any circumstances. Isn't that wonderful to know? What about Numbers 23, verse 17? God is not man, so He doesn't lie. He's not human, so He does not change His mind. Has He ever spoken and failed to act? Has He ever promised and not carried it through? John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. I love this verse. Trust you. Hidden this verse in your heart. No temptation has seized you except that is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. What about 1 John 1, 9? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. 1 John 5:20, this is the true God and eternal life. You see, these verses, when taken together, establish that God's faithfulness is not some minor or secondary part of God's character. To say that God is faithful goes to the very core of who God really is. His word, because he didn't, he wouldn't be God. There are seven facts about God's faithfulness. Consider them. Psalm 119, verses 89-90. These verses are very important. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. Tells us that God's word is eternal, doesn't it? Your faithfulness endures to all generations. Psalm 119, verse 90. Friends, God is faithful yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Psalm 111, verses 7 and 8. All He does is just and good, and all His commandments, they are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully with integrity. God is reliable in all of His works. 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Number 4, God is faithful even when we are not. Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. See, our great salvation depends on God's faithfulness. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24. Faithful is He who calls you, and He will also bring it to pass.
Amen.
But remember, the Holy Spirit's voice is as loud as your willingness to listen to His voice. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who've fallen asleep with Him, in Him. Future resurrection, friends, depends on God's faithfulness. These verses could be multiplied in every direction because all that God does rests on His faithfulness. And every blessing we receive comes because He is faithful, friends, to keep His promises. He's faithful. If God were not faithful, we could not be saved. We would not dare to pray. We would not have that sure hope for the future, and we would go, we would go down to death in desperate fear, wondering if God would keep his promises. But we live in faith, and we die in hope precisely because our God is faithful. Now let's apply the truth of God's faithfulness to life. Since this is a vast topic, we'll focus on five specific areas of application. When you are discouraged, we all face those moments in life. Remember God's faithfulness. Do you remember the story of David and Goliath? When Saul asked David why he thought he could slay the giant, the young boy replied with a story about God's faithfulness, didn't he? He recalled God's faithfulness during his days as a shepherd boy. And that faithfulness gave him courage to believe God would deliver once again. 1 Samuel 17, verse 37. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. David simply extrapolated from the past to the future on the basis of God's unchanging character. He knew God would deliver him in the situation because he had done it in so many times in the past. So when you're discouraged, remember God's faithfulness. Quote the great promises of God. Remember how God has answered your prayers. Reflect on his mighty deeds. Consider who it is who fights for you. Then pick up your five smooth stones and get ready to defeat that giant of discouragement. It may hit you at any moment. Next, when you doubt your salvation, remember God's faithfulness. Many Christians secretly doubt their salvation because they do not feel like they are good enough to get to heaven. Getting to heaven has nothing to do with good being good enough, since none of us qualifies fully for that. It's based on Christ's atoning work on the cross of Calvary. Consider his promises. Contemplate the cross. Gaze upon the dying form of the Son of God. And remember this, Jesus paid it. Not some of it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he's washed it white as snow. Think of all that he has done for you if you come to Christ. Then recall the moment. Yeah, just recall the moment. Even take a moment right now to recall the day, the moment when you committed your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember when that happened, and just rejoice in that wonderful salvation that you received. And then also remember when you fall into sin, simply repent of that sin to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will forgive. He promises. Let the facts of the gospel be your strength, and then rest your weary soul upon the rock of ages. When you're tempted to sin, remember God's faithfulness. Listen once again to a very familiar verse that we all know, many of us know at least. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has seized you except that is common to man. What does the rest of it say? And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Isn't that a great promise? Notice also that it is not God's purpose to deliver you from temptation, but it is his purpose to give you the strength you need to stand up against satanic attacks that come against you. Just as Jesus had to endure temptation, so will we. Just as he resisted and triumphed, so may we. God will give you whatever you need in the moment of the fiercest attack if you will but seek his help. When you've made a mess of your life, How many times have we heard the wonderful words of 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sin, He is faithful, and He is just, and will forgive us of our sin, and will purify us from all unrighteousness. Friends, He's faithful to do that. The truth is, as long as your heart is tender and open before the Lord, you can always be forgiven. A broken, notice what the scripture often says, a broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise. Think about your love. Think about God's faithfulness. And then bring your faults and your failures and your foolish ways to the Lord. Ask for His forgiveness. And then believe that you have received what you've asked for. And as Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Then when you feel unequal to your task, remember God's faithfulness. Consider Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. What wonderful words those are. All of us will face moments sooner or later when we simply can't find the strength to go on. But because God is faithful, we can trust Him even in the most desperate moments of life. Let me end this sermon where I began. How many people do you know who always do exactly what they say? No matter how many qualifiers you put on those words, the answer is always the same. The answer is none. But it's different with God. Remember, forever, God is faithful. Jesus Christ is truly the name you can trust. If you find yourself weak in faith, look once again to the cross. Gaze upon the empty tomb. Consider what the Lord our God has done for you, and simply rest in His promises. You can trust Him with your life. To remind us of that truth, I want us to sing that song, Forever God is Faithful, and I want you to think of the words.